Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, what up? It's Los Angeles, California. It's your boy, Shane Sparks. And it's raining today. I'm mad at Tony, because they said it never rains in California. They lie, but it's all good, though. It's warm in here. Got my boy T-Rob sitting here chilling with me from Cincinnati, Ohio. Doing it again. Got my boy Easy, Eric Dooley on the line. Give it up, Easy. Where you
what
at,
up,
Easy,
up?
There?
All right. Hey, what up, y'all?
Yo, that's what's up. Hey, today I had some crazy stuff happen to me, so I want to start the show off talking about these shady people in this industry. I've met a lot of crazy people in this industry, and it never ceases to amaze me that no matter how loyal they seem to you, no matter how much they promise you, they always turn out to be shady. I just want one person to come into my life in this industry and tell me what they're going to do, and then they're just going to do it. When you come to L.A., when you come to New York, when you come to make it and do something in this industry, make sure you look up their credentials. This L.A. thing is crazy. If you go online and if you type their name in and there's no information about them and they said there's stuff on there about them and it's not, they're probably lying. And if you want to know anything about them, look it up. If it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. But still, it could be shady. So you know what? Hit my show up. Let me know if you got any stories like that. Anybody that came into your life and promised you anything and they didn't come through, let me know. It's your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and we're coming to you live right now in Los Angeles, California. It's still raining outside, so I'm inside. I'm not going nowhere. I got my girl Eva Universe. She's performing this week down at the Staples Center. They got this big old thing going on down there called Jingle Ball? Yeah, Jingle Ball. And she's actually one of the acts down there performing. So good luck to my girl Eva. Kill it. Yeah, that's what's up.
Hey, Shane, I wanted to chime in. Yeah, I wanted to chime in really quick, man. You know, we did some stuff with Eva's Universe, and we're interconnected. You didn't even know. We did an event back in the day. Well, not that much back in the day, but it was called Bellaboo, Sing for Self-Esteem. And I actually have footage.
Oh.
If you look for that, theeasyshow.com, Eva's Universe actually performed there. I met her, did a little something with her, and she's really talented, man. So I had no idea you were involved with that that dance routine, but it's pretty sick. And if anybody wants to see it, they can actually physically see it from that event. And yeah, man, I feel you with that. These people that act like your friends and aren't, and I know most of the people listening right now feel that, and they've gone through it. And it's funny how everybody in the entertainment field has a pen and a paper, and they're a producer. But
exactly,
you know,
man.
But there's no money ever.
It's crazy. I'm gonna tell you this. This is just for the ladies right now. If you meet a guy who says he has a studio, and it's in his house, and he only wants you to come at 12 o'clock at night to record music, he ain't real.
Yeah, it's funny how it's always after 11 p.m. or it's past 12 a.m., and that seems to be the only availability of time
right.
They have.
No, and I'm not saying that they can't give you some hot tracks. I'm not saying that. They probably are producing, but as far as, like, them believing in you and want to change your life, it's probably not going to happen, okay? So just be wary of that. Anytime a guy comes up to you and the first thing he says to you, and he's never heard you sing, he's never seen you dance, he don't even know you. The first thing he says, yo, you want to be in my group? Or you want to be my new artist? It ain't real.
Exactly. I've never heard your talents. I have no idea what you look like dancing. I have no idea how you can act, but yet, you know, you're really beautiful, so hey, I can make you a star. That's usually the name of the game. I actually have a story about that, dude. I was talking to a friend of mine named Laura, and she wants to be a singer, and she deals with a lot of people in the industry, and somebody in Nick Cannon's camp actually, or said that they were in Nick Cannon's camp, basically was trying to get her to the studio and all this stuff, and it was one of the producers. And luckily, I actually know Gabriel Cannon and Ruben Cannon. I know the family and James and all them, and I actually made a call, and that particular situation happened to be legit, and some things are starting to kind of develop about that. But you know, I just thought I'd throw that story out there. There's so many other situations where any girls that might be listening to this that want to be a singer, that want to be an actress, that wants to be a model, people in the industry will use their abilities and their power to do inappropriate things. Let's put it that way. I'm going to be real. This is what we're calling this segment on your show, saying real time.
Real time on radio. Yo, check this out. This is another story. I know guys who would take these girls, and they would need to get demos done. And they would have these girls come in, and they would pay the producer to do songs on them, thinking that the songs are going to be theirs. And then they never give the tracks to the girls, so the girls never have the masters. So that guy got this girl to pay him to do his own tracks so he could submit out to other labels or to other artists. Shady people.
Tell me about
shady,
it.
Shady, shady people.
And let's not talk about how, you know, everybody will give you a record deal. And all the record labels out there, and all the people all the agencies out there that are bull, basically. You know, like they will totally like tell you that they work with this, and they, you know, I mean, there's actually people that will have offices and do what's called payola, and they will actually get money from you up front and say, we'll do your Zed cards and we'll do your pictures and we'll do this and we'll record you and all this, we'll make you a star, and the next thing you know, like a couple weeks later, you can't find them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's some really shady people out there. So this particular broadcast, you know, me and Shane were talking. We wanted to make sure we gave you guys the real of how it is. And don't get me wrong, it's not always as bad as we're making it seem like. But a lot of times we're just letting you guys know you got to be cautious and careful. And there's always an invisible danger or cautious sign. You just got to read it.
And let me tell you this, Easy. Let me put this out there, too. And I'm glad you said that, because not everybody is like that. But my thing is this. Don't be so desperate when you come out here to do what you do, because what happens when you're desperate, you fall for the okie doke, okay? But when you got confidence and you hire people to do what you need to get done, that's when you usually don't get played, okay? So it's not everybody, it's just most people. So when you come out here, know who you are as a person, know how talented you are, do background checks on everybody that you ever meet, and that way the flow goes good. And if you run into people that know them, ask for some information on them, okay? Be aware of the shady people. And, you know, and follow your career. And I'm telling you, the more cautious you are and the more background stuff you do, the less drama you have in the future. So, you know, take heed, because we educating you.
Totally, totally.
Look,
agree.
It looks like we got about 1, 2, 3. It looks like we got about 4 callers on the line right now. You want to pull somebody in real quick?
Yeah, which one?
Shady people.
All right, I'm just going to go out of random
Shady
here.
Sparks.
We got. Looks like we got a 219-2806, 219 area code. You're on air.
Hey, Shay.
Hey, what's up, girl? Who's this?
Hey, this is Chrissy. Just got to say.
Hey, Chrissy. What's up? Where are you calling from?
Gary.
Where? Gary?
Yeah.
That's what Tony said. Hey, listen to this. Have you had any shady people in your life?
Man, you have no idea how many shady people in my life.
Tell us the story. Tell us your worst story.
Tell me a story real quick. Give me a story.
It's like, you know what? It's not even enough time. I'm like, pick one. This is so ridiculous, but... You know what I'm saying? What you said, though, is true. It's true, like, if you trying to be an artist or a real life too. You know what I'm saying? It carries over.
Yeah, definitely. And being pretty and sexy is like a double-edged sword. It will get you in the door, but a lot of times it'll get you in the door with shady people. You know what I mean? So you got to be cautious, and you got to be, like, you know, careful of, you know, who's talking about how pretty you are, because a lot of times that's all they want. That's all they're thinking about. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's why you always got to build the right team that can protect you. I mean, that's one of the most important things.
But the thing with that is that you never know who's really down for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you have people who smile in your face and then stab you in the back. And then it's like when you up, like everybody's your friend. But then when you down, those are the people who want to kick you the hardest. And I understand that. And those be the people that you do everything for, beat up for them. But every time you turn around, they like your worst enemy, especially females. Females are the worst. And then you got some guys who act worse than a female. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Like right now, people get so desperate to make money and to survive, they doing anything. They willing to sell out to do anything, whatever it takes. I mean, I watch YouTube and I watch TV, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, did he really just say that? Or did he really just do that? Did she really just do that? You know, like I'm tripping. It's like all because they want to make a name for themselves and be rich and famous. But they don't know that there's a cost that comes with that. At the end of the day, it's going to come back on you, and you're going to hate the fact that you did all that stuff. So, yo, Christy, it's good talking to you. I want to get to another caller, though. But do me a favor. If you got any information, any shadiness, hit me back next week so we can talk about it.
Make sure we let them know that they can follow Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast on station Twitter for all the hosts. And if we can give you any more advice, follow that Twitter.
All right, sorry. It's good talking
exactly.
to you.
Yeah, you listen to Shane Sparks at Planet Dance. I think I got another call on the line. Who could that be? Oh, it looks like somebody from Kansas City. Could they be from Kansas City?
Oh, you're on the line, 816-9290.
Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks. You on Planet
yes.
Dance. Let's talk to me.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Kane Troy. How you doing, Shane?
Hey, I'm good. What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, man, I just wanted to say what's up, man, that I like the show and doing good and doing amazing things, and I agree with everything y'all saying. Just wanted to be a part of whatever y'all doing, man. It's a good thing. It's unusual.
That's what's up. Hey, look, I'm glad you called in because I need a guy's perspective. Have you got anything that happened to you from a shady point of view, from a girl or female, that you could tell us about right now real quick?
Yeah, I've had some things happen. You know, I've dealt with women, you know. I was engaged to a person, if you're talking about music-wise, you're talking about just a situation.
It could be anything, shady people with any category.
Oh, yeah, man. I was with a female, you know, who said she was engaged to me, but she didn't know I knew she was cheating on me, so I cheated on her back. But, you know, it was, hey, that's just being real, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what happened. And, you know, yeah, she was in college, man, you know, and I knew a lot of people, and they were telling me what was going on. I went up there. Sculpted out, and it was actually true. So I went back home and did my thug devil. And
that's,
you know,
wild,
I didn't,
man.
Yeah, I didn't confront her or nothing. I just did my thing, and then I called her and told her.
Exactly, and see, man, I'm not even mad at you. I'm not gonna say it was good or bad, but the fact that you got out of the relationship is good because that don't lead to nothing but drama. So yeah, but. Keep, you know, and stay strong, man. If you're doing anything in the industry, man, hope you listen to what we say and stay away from the shady people. And just be smart about your craft because you have a gift, and the industry is nothing without our gifts. You have to remember that. They can't do nothing. They can't function without the singers, the dancers, the actors, and all that stuff. They need us.
You know what I'm saying?
So
God gives you gifts. You just need to use those gifts for the right reasons and for what he wants you to use them for. You just got to know it.
Hey, man, I definitely agree with that.
If you like Easy Way Broadcasting and Shane's show and my show and what we got going on, follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and there's lots more coming up. We actually have another radio station calling in right now, Shane. I think we should bring them in. This is the first time ever, guys. There's two radio stations going on at once. And,
yes, sir, let's do it.
I'm bringing them in.
In the building.
I think we got 1395. Is this the radio station?
Get out.
This is the radio station. This is Linda Lee from KTST FM.
Hey, Linda. This is Shane Sparks from Planet Dance. What's
Linda,
going on,
here?
Girl?
Okay.
What's going on, Shane Sparks? How's it going?
Everything is great. I'm trying to enlighten all these people that's out here dealing with shady people, and I'm getting shady stories right now, and it's crazy, man.
The lines are blowing up, baby. We're almost full, so you guys better call in before you don't have any more time. 914-338-1303. We got 9 callers in the queue right now.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yo, this is Planet Dance. This is how we do it.
So Linda, this is Variety Talk, KTST. Tell us about yourself.
Well, right now we are definitely doing big things. We are people who are helping people. We're doing great things during this Christmas season and working along with some of the homeless, primarily Homeland homeless out there. We air every Saturday at 2 p.m. live, and we're very happy to be with you guys this afternoon and to kind of join in with you and let everybody know that we're all about giving them an opportunity to come on and share whatever product or service or business that they have with our listening audience and get a little chance to increase your bottom line.
So I want to point out, guys, that right now we're live on KTST on their station. We're also live on Easy Way Broadcasting on Planet Dance on Shane's station. So there's combined audiences listening to Positivity right now. And I'm Eric Zulli, by the way, the loud voice that's upstaging everybody. That's me. I'm a crazy host in Hollywood.
Right. Just let everybody know, Shane Sparks is in the building.
All right. And we've got to take the station break right now, Easy, and we'll be right back.
All right, Linda,
good talking to you.
Yo, what's up, baby? Hey, this is
how we do it. Let's go. I got another call on the line. First of all, I got a number that's 111-111-1111.
You know what that is, Shane? That's a either unregistered number or that's a Skype number. So if they're on Skype, you guys are live right now. Find a dance with Shane Sparks.
Let's go. Who is this? I can't hear you. If you say something.
If you're on a block number on Skype, you're live on air. Do you want to say something?
Yo, let's let it go. Go to 8830.
8830. Here we go. We got a 347-8830. I think I know who that might be.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks on Planet Dance. Talk to me.
Hi, guys.
Hey, who's this?
Is that Victoria?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Victoria, here she goes. We need to put her name on her number so we know it's her.
I do know. I memorized that number, man. She's not missed a show yet. This is one of our biggest fans.
I was on yesterday. Your show was crazy, Eric. Your show was crazy.
Yeah,
it was
unique.
Well,
hey, Victoria.
I wanted to tell you guys that I went for an acting audition today.
Okay, and how did it go?
Congratulations.
Well, acting school, I guess, right? Barbizon or whatever. In the city. And they said that they wanted me because I have that young look, but I'm older. And
right.
And they was like, but you gotta pay $440 something. And
I was
like,
what? I was just about to say that. If they're making you pay,
you
better go back home.
Because
I'm going to say, look, Victoria, I'm going to tell you this. Anybody that's legit in this industry, they will never make you pay anything up front. They might tell you need to get new pictures, and they might refer you to people. So you might have to put some money up for it, but you should never have to pay their agency to represent you because you're the talent. If anything, they should be giving you money. You know what I mean? So don't fall for that. I know too many internet situations where they're, oh my God, come down here. We love your look. We love your sound. Come down here. And they do an interview. By the time you leave, you're paying $1,000, and then they never get you any work.
Yeah.
It's not good, man. It's not good.
And I
want
to thank you guys for shouting me out on the radio on your show last week.
You're very welcome.
We want to thank you for those wonderful fans pages and all that support you've been giving us on social media. Thank you.
No problem. And I really, really want to link up with you, Shane.
All right, Victoria. All right, that's what's up. But I got to let you go because I got my girl Kaya calling in. Kaya, if you don't know who Kaya is, hey. Kaya is from Pussycat Dolls. Do you know who she is?
Yes, I do.
That's what's up. Well, she's about to call. She's already on the line right now, so we're about to take a call, and I'm about to find out some information because Kaya's worked with R. Kelly, Pussycat Dolls, starting her own label, reality shows, doing all kind of crazy stuff. So y'all about to hear it first from my girl Kaya Jones. Yo, Kaya, I need to hear you. Yo, Zulli, pull her in.
She's
live in the
building.
Yo, Kaya, you there?
I'm here.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You ready for this crazy road you about to take?
I'm game. Here we go.
Yeah, it's about to happen, man. So I'm just going to get right into it. Let us know what you're up to and, you know, what's good for 2013.
Well, we're working nonstop with the label that I started, and we have the fashion line that's launching in March out of LA Fashion Week. And just working on new music and artists and, a show and just a lot of stuff. I don't know really where to begin.
No, it's all good. I've been reading about it and I've been hearing about it and I've been keeping in contact with you and we're actually doing some stuff together. So I know a lot more than people, you know, the average person know. But I want to know this because everybody, when they found out you was coming on, they want to know what happened with the Pussycat Dolls. Like, why were, you know, like... first, how did you get into Pussycat Dolls, and then what happened after they got released? They was out there running the world, you know what I mean, and we didn't see you. What's up? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, if I was to tell you everything, I mean, you'd need, like, three or four books. It would be like a trilogy series. It was so much. But how I joined the Dolls was just a basic audition, you know, just a cold audition, and they had about 2,000 girls at Center Staging in Burbank, and they whittled down to 2,000 to 200 to 40 to 20 to 2, and that's when myself, Melody Thornton, joined, and then Nicole was brought in. So that was pretty much the process, and then we were in the group, and we were trying to find our footing, and so it was a bit tricky because, you know, there were members that were already a part of it, and then, you know, myself, Melody, and Nicole that were new members. So, you know, that definitely brought a different dynamic of the girls that had already been with the group and the new girls that were going to help create the group to a recording level. So we were brought in to be the recording artists. So that in a nutshell is how it was all formatted. And then, you know, it started in one vein, which is, I think, why all the girls were so excited to be a part of it. And then it shifted. And when that shift happened, you know, I think if something stops being fun, you should stop doing it. And it just became too difficult, ultimately. So I decided to remove myself out of the equation early. What did you feel about the comment?
What did you feel about the comment that your girl said that she had sang all the songs, and most of the girls had never even heard the album until it was done?
Yeah, I made one comment, and it went really crazy media-wise, but, you know, all I was trying to say is that, you know, that is not true. To discredit all the girls and their work and their efforts and anyone that was a part of it during that time, granted, I left, but, you know, to say that she was the only thing that was a part of it, I mean, it's not really fair to do to the fans either, because fans have spent a lot of money, whether it's tickets or album sales, and you're basically discrediting the whole brand. So
exactly.
I thought that that was really under the belt for her to do. Why Robin allowed her to do that, I have no idea. So that definitely, I think, was not a cool thing to do. And, you know, everyone knew the formula. She was in the front. All the girls were either okay with it or they left before, you know, like myself, I left before having to deal with that. And, you know, case in point, you know, if anyone has any questions why I left, had I stayed, that's the kind of comment that would have been made about my career. You know, that she made about the other women. So, you know, I spoke out about it, and I'm happy that I did, because a lot of the girls can't really say too much. You know, they're under their own contracts with companies and so forth, and I got a lot of thank yous from them. So clearly, you know, they agreed with the statement. You know, it wasn't cool. It was just something that you just don't do, you know, to any of the, whether the girls sang all the time or whether they danced all the time. It's a team. It's just like when you think of any major sports team, you know, there's always going to be the main focal, but there's always those people that help you make those plays, and you can never disregard their efforts. That's just mean, first and foremost.
Yeah, no.
And not
cool. My thing is this, like, if you go into a situation like that and you know it's like that and you stay there, that's your fault. You know what I mean? But the fact that you get out, it says a lot, because a lot of people would think that was their last shot and they would have stayed there indefinitely.
Yeah.
I know
firsthand, and I can say this, you know, with all honesty. I know that a lot of the girls stayed because they thought that they were going to get their shot, or it was going to be worth it for them, and some of them have gotten their shot, and I wish them all nothing but the best. But for myself, you know, I knew in my heart, you know, I'm an artist. I was signed to R. Kelly before the Dolls. I love what I do. I sing, I dance, I love to create art, and I'm going to do it no matter whether I'm in the Dolls or not in the Dolls or any of that. I knew that it was a beautiful opportunity. But when the opportunity comes to you, and it comes to you in a way that doesn't feel right in your gut, in your spirit, walk away, and, you know, the right thing will come along. It may take longer, but just wait for that opportunity. You know, don't, you know, don't jump after the first thing just because it's really exciting and it's going to have a lot of exposure. You know, we were all guaranteed that this was going to be a very big success rate because they had had success before they became recording artists. You know, they were successful.
Right, exactly. In the dance
world.
Like I said,
you know, to discredit the other women, I mean, you know, I'm not close with Carmeet, but I have seen her since I left, and, you know, I have nothing but respect for her. But Carmeet Bakar is one of the best dancers, period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's danced for, you know, everybody, Janet,
everybody.
Michael,
everybody.
And this one.
Yeah.
And that, you know, so to discredit her, you know, just because she danced more than sang, let's do this really quick, Kaya.
I got a couple calls I want to come in while you're on the line that I want to talk to, and I want to get another shout-out from you also before we get off the line. Okay?
Of course.
All right, so hold on. Yo, Easy, bring in, I think the 0080. Let's just... Yo, this your boy Shane Sparks from Planet Dance. Where you at?
We're live and direct. And they're gone.
Who is this?
We lost.
Yeah, I think we took a little bit too long. All right, bring in 80. Oh, no, that's your girl. 2806. Who is that? 219? Is that the same girl?
This was an earlier caller, but I believe this is a fan from Texas, was it? 219-2806.
Indiana. Is that the same girl? They just be calling in here.
Same girl.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? This your boy, Shane Sparks. Hey, listen.
You're supposed to come back for me. What?
I know. Listen, I got Kaya on the line. If there's anything you want to ask, you got your chance right now.
Oh, hey, Kaya. What's up?
Hi. How are you doing?
How are you? Good. Nothing. I didn't have nothing to add. This was a big, huge Pussycat Doll fans. I really hate that you guys broke up or whatever happened with the group, though. Because, you know, that used to be my theme song. With your girlfriend, like me. I used to, you know, break it down, you know, the dance floor, get a couple numbers.
I think every girl loves that song.
I know, right?
Yeah. I think, is your TV on in the background? Turn your TV down, girl.
So you think y'all ever get back together again?
For myself, definitely not. No, I don't think so. I think they're formatting the group with new girls.
Yeah.
What I know.
I have to add something, Shane. The name Pussycat Dolls is the most awesome name, but the worst name in the world for SEO and searching on the internet. I couldn't even put them in the tags because Blog Talk blocked me because the name Pussy was in there, and they thought it was a negative derogatory name. I couldn't tag that name in anything.
Really? That's
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That kills you on SEO.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I feel you.
Well, Kaya, I want to ask you one more thing before we let you go, because a lot of people was asking me, too, that you dealt with R. Kelly. How was that? Because I know you was dealing with him around the same time that a lot of the crazy stuff happened. How
yes,
did you get out of that situation?
And I am going to say it for the record. No, he did not pee on me. I'm saying it in seriousness because he was probably one of the most professional people I ever worked with. He was so professional. He was so wonderful to work with and so insightful. And that was really hurtful, all that stuff that came out about him, because that's not who he is nor who he was. And you know, at the time it was very shocking, frightening for everyone involved. So he was the real deal, and I'm excited for him with his new album and everything he's doing right now. So, yeah.
If I can say something real quick, the next time something like that happens to you media-wise and tabloid-wise, one of the things that I do with a lot of celebrities is my blog has over 508,000 something followers. I am more than willing to put the real story down, and you can ask Shane what happens when I post blogs. So next time that happens, hit me up.
Yo, before we go out, can you give us a shout out? Planet Dance, Shane Sparks. This is Kaya Jones. Can you give me something like that real quick just for my sake?
This is Kaya Jones. I'm here with Easy and Shane Sparks on their Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so Kaya, can you do me a favor and say this? Hey guys, it's your girl Kaya. Say what the fans know you for. And you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm sorry, no, you're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting. Keep it locked or something like that.
Okay. This is Kaya Jones. You might know me formerly of the Pussycat Dolls. I am a solo recording artist and stay here locked at Easy Way Broadcasting here on Planet Dance with Shane Sparks.
Hey, okay. I love it. Good. I love it. All right, Kaya, yo, I'll be seeing you soon, getting ready for the show, so I'll talk to you later.
I
Thanks
know,
for calling in,
for
okay?
Sure. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Thank
yeah,
you
I'll
for
talk
the
you soon.
See you later.
Planet yo, this is your boy, Shane Sparks. Let it dance. Let's get it.
It's 2:30, man. I think that we need to get into the tweeting and tell people that, you know, if you can tweet us right now at Easy Way Broadcast or Sparks5678, Eric
exactly.
Zuli, we're looking for you live and direct. And, wait, this is your show, Shane. I'll shut up.
Are you stupid? Yo, but he's right, though. You know, you can hit me up. Hit me on my Twitter. I'm trying to get my tweets up, at Shane Sparks. No, it's not. It's at Sparks5678. And you can hit up at Eric Zuli. Hit us up. Planet Dance. This is the hottest show online right now. Give you all the knowledge that you need for the entertainment world, especially for the dance world, because that's where I'm from. If you have any questions, you have any shady people, make sure you hit me up. I'm looking for that every weekend, every Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. All right, it's your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. We out. Evie, you're my man. Talk to you later. That event last night was off the hook. Thanks for inviting me. It was all good.
Hey, Shane, if you don't mind, man, I wanted to play Baby by MIC. He was an artist that we had on my show yesterday with Ray J and Sahiba.
Let's get it.
This guy's
well,
hot. So anybody that's listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, if you guys can tweet and let us know what you think about this. This is a song called Baby, a new artist making it hot.
MIC, let's go.
Baby, you got me going crazy. Things you do amaze me. Baby, you amaze me.
Baby, you got me going crazy. The things you do amaze me. Baby, you amaze me.
You're incredible, amazing, baby. Beautiful from head to toe. I never felt this way before, so I just gotta let you know I'm blessed to have the best. I must confess I be a mess if you said no a second guess. So I'm just thankful you said yes, girl. I wanna be with you. I know you want that too, so take my hand and let's run away, and we can do whatever that love is due.
Boy, you know you'll always be my baby. So fine, your smile's beautiful. Boy, there's one thing you always gotta know. Boy, you know you'll always be my baby.
Can you always be the one for me?
The way you smile, boy, it drives me crazy.
I was meant for you, girl. We were meant to be.
Boy, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Yo, check it out. I'm about to get out of here. My time is up Saturday afternoon. Make sure y'all keep listening to Easy Talk. And make sure y'all listen to Easy Talk this Friday. He's got a special guest from America's Got Talent. Y'all need to hear what's going on there, right? This your boy, Shane Sparks. Make sure y'all get those tweets up. At Sparks5678, at Eric Zuli. Yo, get at us. Get my Facebook. Tweet me. Instagram, all that good stuff. Planet Dance, the hottest station on Earth. And this is Shane Sparks, and I'm out of here. Get it! Easy, you the man. Peace!
You're listening to Planet Dance, where Dan lives.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.